Hello and welcome to European Portuguese Survival Phrases, brought to you by PortuguesePod101.com. This course is designed to equip you with the language skills and knowledge to enable you to get the most out of your visit to Portugal. You'll be surprised at how far a little Portuguese will go. Now, before we jump in, remember to stop by PortuguesePod101.com. There you'll find the accompanying PDF lesson notes and additional info in the post. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. European Portuguese Survival Phrases, Lesson 35. Learn to write in European Portuguese without lifting a pen. In the previous lesson, we covered how to ask, how do you say this in Portuguese? Como se diz isto em português? Do you remember? In this lesson, because we don't want you to be caught off guard in any kind of situation in Portugal, we are going to introduce a new phrase that is very important to help you focus your skills. Not on the sounds, but on the writing. So, let's start this new lesson. In Portugal, can you write it down, please? Is, poderia escrevê-lo, por favor? Let's break it down. Poderia escrevê-lo, por favor. Once more. Poderia escrevê-lo, por favor. The first word, poderia, is translated in this case as, can you? Poderia also makes the phrase formal. Poderia. Poderia. Next we have escrevê-lo, which is translated as write it. Escrevê-lo. Escrevê-lo. Por favor is please, as you can remember from our previous lessons. Altogether, poderia escrevê-lo, por favor. This means, can you write it down, please? Now, this previous phrase is not very specific. To make yourself more clear, you can say, can you write this phrase? Poderia escrever esta frase? Let's break it down. Poderia escrever esta frase? Once more. Poderia escrever esta frase? There are three new words in this question. They are escrever, esta, and frase. Escrever is the dictionary form of the verb to write. Escrever. Escrever. Next we have esta, which is the feminine form for this. Esta. Esta. Last is frase, which means phrase. Frase. Frase. Let's hear the whole sentence one more time. Poderia escrever esta frase. Poderia escrever esta frase. It might happen that you're not carrying a piece of paper or a pen, so before asking, poderia escrevê-lo, try asking, tem caneta e papel? Do you have pen and paper? Let's break it down. Tem caneta e papel? Once more, tem caneta e papel? The first word, tem, means have. Tem. Tem. Then we have caneta, which means pen. Caneta. Caneta. Then you have e, which means and. Finally, you have papel, which means paper. Papel. Papel. Here's the whole sentence. Tem caneta e papel. Tem caneta e papel. As usual, before asking about someone else's stationery supplies, it's a good idea to say, com licença, at the beginning of the sentence. Com licença, tem caneta e papel. Okay, to close out this lesson, we'd like you to practice what you've just learned. I'll provide you with the English equivalent of the phrase, and you're responsible for shouting it out loud. You have a few seconds before I give you the answer. So, boa sorte, which means good luck in Portuguese. Can you write it down, please? Poderia escrevê-lo, por favor? Poderia escrevê-lo, por favor. Poderia escrevê-lo, por favor. Can you write down this phrase? Poderia escrever esta frase? Poderia escrever esta frase? Poderia escrever esta frase? Do you have pen or paper? Tem caneta e papel. Tem caneta e papel. Tem caneta e papel. All right, that's going to do it for this lesson. Remember to stop by PortuguesePod101.com and pick up the accompanying PDF. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Até a próxima.